Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
We have to do a serious show here.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break. It's been a fun show so far. Check out the podcast at theticketfm.com. You can always watch us on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. Subscribe to us on the ticket page on YouTube. Why not? Get us at all times. It's easy to find us that way. If you subscribe to us, you can always, again, the show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. You can call or text us all show long, 402-464-5685. We're going to get to a Bill Bush comment from yesterday in a second that I loved. But before that, speaking of special teams, and apparently my attack on punters this morning, which I don't think I am attacking them.
I'm not saying you attacked them. I'm saying you disparaged the position.
I did. Okay, let's read a text coming in from Bubba. And then an unnamed texter also that are attacking me for my, quote, attacking of punters.
Disparagement.
Bubba says this. Jake, let's go to a football field and let's see how easy it is to punt. I'd bet if I placed targets for you to punt on the field, you wouldn't get within 15 yards of any of the targets. All right, stop right there. I'm not a punter. I haven't trained to be a punter. I have not practiced punting since middle school, high school. I haven't done it. Okay. Brian Buscini, or any Division I punter, that's all they do.
Okay, I got a question for you then. I mean, you're losing this argument. You should quit while you're behind.
Yeah, please.
But, okay, you are, okay, so your big take before the break was, Sip, golfers have to hit it 72 times in a round or whatever.
And that's a good round.
And punters only have to punt 5 times. Well, if you have so many repetitions, why are you still chunking your drive?
Because you have more chance for error when you do it so many times. You got to stay focused.
There's mechanical issues that crop up. Correct. Like there are with punters.
But they have less chances to punt. They're not. If they punt 70 times in a game, I guarantee they have some bad punts.
If you have so many opportunities for correction, why do you still chunk your drives at age 35?
Number one, I'm not a pro.
Are you at age? How old are you?
I'm 31.
And you've been playing golf for how long?
Since I was 6.
Why are you still chunking then?
I'm not a professional golfer.
It's not easy. Yeah, it's not easy. That's my point. It's not easy. It's not golf. It's not easy.
I didn't get a scholarship to go golf.
I mean, I play just golf can't for a step living. Up to a tee box and hit it 300. You know, I can't do
right.
that.
But yeah, you're not training for it. These punters, they practice punting. That's what they do. They're Division I punters.
Well, you practice golf and you still chunk your drives and hit them right.
Guess what? I'm a recreational golfer. I didn't get paid to do it at all. I'm not getting a scholarship. I didn't go play on the tour, all right? I play it for fun.
You need to quit while you're behind.
I'm not behind. Actually, it's helping my argument out here.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's hurting. What else do you hear on the text line?
Another one about punting. Someone says this. Punting the football is more comparable to wedge play in golf rather than just the whole game of golf. Now, that I can get behind. And I'm a terrible wedge player because my focus sucks in that moment.
Okay.
If you want to go that angle, that's fine. Yeah, wedge game is a big difference maker in golf, and that's where I fall apart.
Yeah, thank you for making my point. Hey, let's go to Bush.
Yes,
Bill Bush.
By the way,
Bill Bush.
One last thing. Buffet says this. Jake, you sound like a moron. I don't think so, but whatever you want to say.
Well, you're taking it. I mean, I'm surprised you won't back down. Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
The point
actually.
Is this. I respect punters. They're very important. You know that I...
Say that again.
Punters are very important.
And say what
I
you said the first time.
Them.
Okay, thank you.
I always have.
Okay. Thank you.
Kelsey says, Jake, you don't sound like one. You are a moron. Thank you. All right, thanks, Kelsey.
I didn't. I'm not saying that.
I take this well, guys. You know that.
I'm not saying that.
Okay, Bill Bush yesterday, Nebraska special teams coach, was speaking after practice about several things. And here's one thing I loved that he tells his specialist, which should be the case for the whole team, and actually, Sip, for all of us in life. Is that fine? Can you go
yes,
with that?
Yes, I do. I'm behind that.
Thank you. Bill Bush was speaking how what he goes back to the first meeting he had with his guys this year. He talked with his players about the term OE, which Bush terminology means doing the ordinary extraordinary. Right?
Yeah.
How simple is that? Think about our complaints the last couple years about Nebraska football, where they just make everything look incredibly difficult, which should be basic for football. He's saying, do the ordinary extraordinary. What a concept. We could all use that.
I agree with you. He says this, full quote from Bill Bush. We take the ordinary, we do it with great energy and fire. And I appreciate those guys, his players, for that. Now this is interesting and very common sense oriented. Quote, it's a big deal for us to do those things. For us, a great kickoff return, you know what? That's the 26 to 28 yard line. That's a great job. Nice punt for 41 yards, no return by the opponent. A great job. Do the ordinary, extraordinary, and then the big plays will come as we go through those things. Now,
boom. I love that. That is a great message by Bill Bush.
It is. And
great.
Okay, because I cover a team on a every Saturday, one team, and it's a 12 to 14 hour endeavor. I don't see a ton of football during the season, but on off weeks, and then once Nebraska's season's over and I can watch the postseason, I noticed, and I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to make the point anyway. I was struck by how easily Alabama makes special teams look. Like catching a punt, their punt return man catching a punt and advancing it doesn't look like an ordeal. It looks very easy.
Well, look at even Iowa. If you want to go to a more of a year playing level here,
right.
Iowa gets like 10 yards return every time because they've blocked it well.
They do the ordinary extraordinary.
They produce a lane. They do stuff that they just do what you're supposed to.
Right.
Think about that. They do what you're supposed to on the football field.
Right.
Fundamentally sound.
But a lot, now what you have to add into this is it's not necessarily easy. They make it look easy, but it's not easy. That goes with what Bill's saying about taking the ordinary and being extraordinary. Alabama or Iowa making it look easy every Saturday, which they do, they make it look ordinary, but it's pretty extraordinary to make it look ordinary,
right,
to me.
Yeah.
Like I watched it sort of in awe. Look at Alabama. I mean, they don't have major issues on special teams very often, you know.
Well, they had kicker problems for a little bit.
Yeah.
Now that's got resolved, but that did cause them some issues.
Well, there's
a couple
always
years
gonna
ago.
Be something in football.
But think about that. We were stunned by that. We were stunned when Alabama had such massive kicker issues.
Like this, a few years ago.
This seems unfathomable for Nick Saban.
Right.
And since then, they've made it a priority to have a good kicker, and they've had it.
Mm-hmm. So, no, I'm with you on that Bill Bush message, the Nebraska special teams coordinator. I think, you know, again, you don't want to go all in on, hey, there's going to be significant improvement. You got to see it. But, you know, the principles, a lot of the principles are different, and it is heartening to hear Brian Buscini saying yesterday that the long snapping is really, really good for punts. The coverage is really, really good. You have Bill talking about this message. You have Bill's almost kind of youthful enthusiasm for his job. And he comes up to the media gathering yesterday and comes out the door and everybody's standing there. And he goes, let's go, let's go, let's go. Big day in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Boom.
You know, he loves what he's doing.
High energy, let's
go. Yeah, high energy. He might have been joking a little bit, but still, it's high energy. So that's good. They need that. Everybody needs that. And you know what? He can bring some levity to Bill's important in a lot of ways. And one way is he can bring levity to a very heavy season. The season feels heavy, right? Right? You're going to be full of anxiety at kickoff.
I'm already there. It's 10 days away.
At 5:30 p.m. Dublin time. That's when this game kicks off. You're going to be...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Have no fingernails left that we all bit off.
Yeah. And I feel you. I get that. Like, I'm kind of like that, too, and I'm never like that. I haven't been like that for a while, but I'm kind of the same way.
We all know the importance of this game. I mean, it is the direction of the season.
Could be.
If they win the game, there's a great chance, not for guarantee, there's a great chance they could be 3-0 heading into the Oklahoma game.
Oh, and we have 4 weeks of
beauty. If they lose the game, I mean, what game's a given going forward then?
I know. No, we all know.
North Dakota, you're coming after a week of travel.
I don't want to talk about it. We don't need to. Everybody knows the deal.
Yep. That's why it's fun to talk about the season, but it'll anxiety levels will be very, very high. They're not already high right now.
Dublin.
10 days. I'll be there in less than that.
Freaking,
so are you.
We're going to freaking
we're going
Dublin.
To Ireland, baby. Yeah. Better get some books in your bag. 7-hour flight, buddy. 464-5685. They have movies. Doc says this, D-O-C-K Doc. He says, the difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra.
Meaning?
Just a little more attention to detail, right?
Okay. Yeah.
This shouldn't be impossible. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be impossible for Nebraska to clean up their act for what other schools are not doing in this conference. I don't see the mistakes that often in other schools I see it in Nebraska.
Right.
Richard
chimes in on the text line. Realize 90% of the teams don't have special teams problems.
Not like Nebraska's.
Not
I mean, they might have
problems.
Some, but nothing like ours, which is every game. It's one part. It's not consistently just kicking. It's one game punting. It's one game kicking. It's one game returns. Punt block.
What if Nebraska is much better on specials and also is as good defensively as I'm going to say as Eric Chenander seems to think they are.
They could be an 8-win team then.
Yeah.
Like that's not me saying this. I'm saying if those come true, if they are a lot better on special teams. Think about all the games last year that were within the score. All those eight of those losses were by one score, the other one was by 9. Mm-hmm. Special teams was a huge factor in the majority of those games. Mm-hmm.
Think about that. If they're as good defensively, I mean, as good defensively, is there a possibility this could be a top 30 defense? That might be a little aggressive. That'd be a big jump. That would be a big jump.
Depends on ability to stop the run.
But if they are a top 30 defense and much better in special teams, that's not going to be a bad offense. It's not like – I don't think you're talking – I mean, I'm a little more – of course, you're a little more concerned about the offense because they made such big changes. You're excited about the offense because you're going to see a new quarterback. And you don't know exactly what to expect, but you have a pretty good idea. I mean, it's not like this guy just came out of high school or came out of junior college. He played at Texas. There's plenty of film to watch. You see that he could operate, right? Plus, he was operating with a bad hand for the last half of last season into spring ball. Now he's fully healthy, Casey Thompson. What's that going to look like? I'd say it could look pretty good. You know with Casey, too, that he's going to turn 24 in October. And you know, and all his receivers will tell you this. I talked to several of them this summer, that they all say the same thing. He'll be the most well-prepared quarterback. They always talk about his level of preparation. All that is very important in a season like this. Anything that sort of lessens tension. You know what lessens tension? Knowing your quarterback is not a head case, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's quarterbacks who are head cases.
Yes.
All right? And in a season like this, Jake, with all the tension that you talk about ad nauseum, I do too. But with all the tension, but doesn't it help to have a 23-year-old, soon-to-be 24-year-old, who's very cognizant of being attentive to detail? Doesn't that calm your nerves a little bit? It calms mine.
I try to envision this for the first game.
And it's going to be Casey.
So Nebraska, for a long time, I think you would agree with this, has depended on the big play, right? They depended on big play to get some of their scoring because they've had red zone issues. Now imagine if in the first game,
turnover issues
and red zone issues. Yeah. Imagine if the first drive, Nebraska doesn't have a big play score, a breakaway 50-yard run or catch,
12 play drive, hard to do.
But just play along. Let's go ten play drive.
Okay.
And they're in the red zone from the 12-yard line. Mm-hmm. And here's Casey with a great decision, a great route, easy touchdown, and a place where Nebraska's had huge problems for a while now. The red zone. Easy touchdown off the bat. Imagine our feelings at that point and our thoughts about, okay.
I wouldn't know how to react.
Wait, was that an easy, like, no flag red zone touchdown?
Now, to balance the conversation, how smoothly should we expect the offense to operate out of the gate knowing all the changes, personnel changes?
That's what I'm saying. Imagine if that happens with all these different changes. If they have that in the first drive or a red zone score where it looks smooth, then okay.
Yeah, if the whole operation looks smooth and they cruise past Northwestern, you should run down with a few friends and carry Whipple off the field on your shoulders.
There's a good chance I'll be in that state to think about doing that.
Just grab some people out of the stands.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
We got to carry Whipple.
Just stop thinking
just
go.
We're putting Whipple on our shoulders, and we're carrying him to the locker room.
Wasn't it the first game?
Why is Whipple?
Did he win a championship?
Who are those guys hoisting Whipple up and carrying him off the field? No, I don't know. How smoothly can you expect that offense to operate under the circumstances? And by the way, the circumstances include a defensive-minded head coach on the other side of the field, right? Fitzgerald, for all I joke around mostly about, pouring cold water on your Pat Fitzgerald is Newt Rockne.
Newt Rockne.
Yeah.
Newt Fitzgerald.
I do respect him at a high level. And when it gets down to it, he's going to have his team well prepared. And you know what? They're going to be physical. And it's not going to be easy. Last season was an anomaly, okay? Nebraska 56, Northwestern 7. That's an anomaly.
I'm still shocked by that game.
Yeah, you're not going to – that's not going to happen. I can't believe that could happen again.
No.
Anytime soon. I don't think Nebraska has the sort of it's a situation. Opener, lot of new personnel. Northwestern will be revenge-minded. They'll be dialed in hard, I would think. So, again, I just keep asking the question, what can you expect from the offense? Could they score 34 in this game? And can they score 34? 31?
It depends on how smooth they look. Do they look like they are all cohesive here? Are they a group on the same page?
We're not going to make a prediction.
Is the offensive line able to block and open up holes?
This is a lot of offensive line.
Can you protect the quarterback? Can you open up holes for your running back?
It doesn't feel like. Based on, for instance, what Eric Chenander said yesterday, when he was asked, Eric Chenander, Nebraska defensive coordinator, asked, hey, by the way, Eric, what does that offense look like that you face every day? And as we said in the first hour, what did he go to right away? The running backs. And he said, what did he say? He said, I don't even know who's in there because they're hitting it so hard. They're hitting the line of scrimmage so hard and getting things done. Now, you could say, well, isn't that problematic for the defense? I'd say no. I mean, there's got to be some back and forth. The Nebraska defense isn't going to stop Nebraska's run game on every down in scrimmage. I mean, that's not realistic. So the offensive line must be doing something, right? If Eric Chenander's asked which players stand out, that's what he was asked. He didn't name any running backs. He just said as a group, they've really played well, hitting holes hard. Doesn't that suggest that the offensive line must be moving somebody, right?
They must be.
They did it in the spring, okay? We've heard a lot about Anthony Grant and how well Gabe Irvin's playing. Somebody's moving somebody, right? Because those guys are getting – they're making an impression. All right, that's good. That's good. I think that is a good run-blocking unit up front. The concern I have is pass blocking. I mean, that's what my concern is.
We've all been concerned about that
right.
For a long time. It hasn't gone away at all. So, thank you for the text. Keep them coming. 402-464-5685. Call or text, as always. Interesting take I had about – I heard about the future – of the college football playoff, an idea.
Okay.
I want to get your thoughts on it and listeners' thoughts next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.